July 14th. Regiment still at Belle Epine. Makes preparations to move. OP's return lines sealed in and ammo handed over to 14th Field Regiment. Full day maintenance and packing. In the midst of those preparations, machine guns open up in the woods in front of us and bullets whiz low over the gun area. We man our weapon pits, grasp rifles and wonder if an enemy patrol has broken through. Telephone lines buzz and Captain Doney leads a small patrol into the woods on recce. For an indomitable 15 minutes, battery area is swept with fire, then all was quiet. Later learn that 1st Royal Tank Regiment were exercising their guns in the woods and we were getting their ricochets. Breathe again, and incident makes good story when recounted to our friends in the residue, who arrive in the morning, having left England on D plus 36. They have many tales to tell us of narrow escapes from V1s and exciting times in the Channel. They bring our NAFI rations with them. Writing paper is very scarce, and there is some competition for the 8 to 9 writing pads. In the afternoon, recce parties depart to a new gun area, and we are warned to move tomorrow. July the 15th. Hot, dusty day for move. The tanks travel across country via special tank tracks marked with white tape. The route takes us through Tilly, across open cornfields, through orchards and down twisting sunken lanes, across streams and main roads, past knocked-out tanks and dead cattle, ruined farmhouses and over gun positions of neighbouring regiments. Our route is plainly marked by a trail of dust which goes drifting across the scorched Normandy countryside. One can be excused losing one's way in such conditions, and explains why the soft vehicles, who left after the tanks, arrive sometime before the guns. Our new battery area is in the middle of a large open cornfield with not a shred of cover for miles. In this area, just southeast of Fontenay-le-Pinal, are parked more guns than we have seen in the whole of the campaign. We are only 100 yards away from two groups of the 116th Field of 59 Division, who we are now supporting. We learn the enemy is less than 2,500 yards away, and despite blistering hot sun, we dig in frantically fast. Ammunition, 500 rounds per gun, was already in position when we arrived, but it all had to be dug in and prepared for tomorrow's fire plan. We are so cramped that A echelon is placed 300 yards in front of us. B echelon is in the village of Douai-Saint-Marguerite. In the evening, Major Cork and Captain Wood from the North Hants Yeomanry at Oirion in preparation for the dawn attack tomorrow. July the 16th. Dawn came in quietly and under cover of thick mist, and we awoke to find in the cornfield all around us Sherman and Churchill flame-throwing tanks waiting silently for the attack. They belong to the 33rd Armoured Brigade. We are supporting 59 Division in the attack on Noyer Station, which bars our way to Villiers-Bocage from the east. The attack began at 05:30 hours, when the air suddenly became alive with shells from massed guns. A colossal barrage. In the first 2 hours, we fire 1,500 rounds from the battery, and the noise is terrific. Eat our breakfast as we fire. Firing continues all day. By tea time have expended over 2,000 rounds, and by midnight total expenditure is 3,370 rounds. Cordite fumes swirl around the guns and in the evening hangs low over the ripening corn. A very hot, tiring day, unrelieved by any good news. 117 Brigade on our left had a very bad start when 12 Shermans ran into a cunningly concealed minefield. Despite this, they reached their objective, but were too weak to hold it, were counterattacked before they could consolidate and were driven back almost to where they started. 197 Brigade on the right reached the station and church at Noye after some bitter fighting, but owing to the failure on the left, had to withdraw again to prevent exposing themselves to a flank attack. At 11 p.m, just after it had rarely got dark, the whole area was raided by a single German bomber. Bombs and flares were dropped over Cannes on our left. AA fire was terrific, and we lay in our slit trenches watching the pattern woven by the tracer shells. Anti-personnel bombs and oil bombs are scattered over the area, but fortunately none near us.